Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 493 for Tuesday, July 28th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts corrected higher Tuesday morning after values crashed through key support levels on Monday. Values are anywhere from $5 to $6 higher, with the most active November contract up $5.20 at $495.70 per ton. The U.S. soy complex and European rapeseed futures were both higher, which helped underpin the market. Ideas that the market is oversold could lend itself to bargain hunting. Rain fell on parts of southern Manitoba Tuesday morning, which wasn't needed as some areas already have a bit too much moisture. However, the Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Rain in Saskatchewan was expected to help the drought-stressed canola crop there. The technical bias is still leaning to the downside. There is talk that demand for vegetable oil could be receding due to the faltering Chinese economy. Malaysian palm oil was lower, which limited the gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 10 to 12 cents higher, with the November contract checking in at $9.44 a bushel. Futures gained after a USDA report showed the crop progress in the U.S. was at about the same level as the previous week. Some analysts had expected that rating to improve. Chinese markets are showing some stability after yesterday's crash, which helped give soybeans some support. However, U.S. exporters are still facing fierce competition from South American soybean supplies. Corn was 1 to 2 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.84 a bushel. Values are correcting themselves after yesterday's steep drop. Analysts say there is likely damage to the corn crop after heavy rains in the Midwest. According to the weekly crop progress report, 70% of the U.S. crop is good or excellent. China did not accept any new shipments of corn last week. And U.S. wheat was 4 to 7 cents per bushel stronger, with the September contract sitting at $5.07 per bushel. Prices are near contract lows, but still showing some strength. Funds are staying away from long positions right now. The weekly crop progress report showed 85% of the winter wheat crop has already been harvested. In international news, India has announced it is placing a 10% import duty on wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, July 28th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.